They watched as the two strode halfway down the hall. Aaron's breath caught when she watched Master Zallo emerge from off-cam to confront the Sith and the Twi'lek. Six other Jedi Knights accompanied him.
"Freeze, T7.
The frame stopped, and Aaron studied Master Zallo's face. He looked as he always had, stern, focused. Seeing him somehow freed her to grieve with something other than tears. She recalled some of their training sessions, how he had at first insisted that she fight with his style, but had later relented and allowed her to find her own path. The memory made her smile and cry.
"Are you all right?"
Zirid asked. She nodded, wiped away the tears with the sleeve of her robe.
"T7, let me see the faces on the other Jedi."
T7 flipped through a variety of footage from recorders at different angles until it finally captured the faces of the other Jedi. Aaron recognized each of them, though she did not know them well. Still, she recited their names. She figured she owed them at least that.
"Binnen, Cirrus, Okian, Draird, Kersal, Kala."
"Friends?"
Cirrus asked, his voice soft.
"No,"
Aaron said.
"But they were Jedi."
"It's not possible that this Sith and the Twi'lek took down those Jedi and the temple alone,"
Cirrus said, though he sounded uncertain.
"Is it?"
Aaron did not know.
"Continue, T7.
The footage started again. Master Zallo went face to face with the Sith. The other Jedi ignited their blades. Aaron stared at Master Zallo and the Sith warrior, seeing if they exchanged words, gestures, anything. They didn't, at least as far as she could see.
"Stang,"
Cirrus breathed.
"What?"
Aaron said.
"Freeze it, T7. What is it?"
The image froze. She saw nothing unusual happening between Master Zallo and the Sith.
"There,"
Zirid said. He bounced out of his seat again and pointed at something beyond the temple's tall entrance. Something in the sky. Aaron did not see it.
"What is it?"
"A ship,"
Zirid said.
"Here. See it?"
Aaron stood and squinted at the screen. She did see it, though it was hard to distinguish against the sky through the slit of the temple's floor-to-ceiling open doors.
"Note the silhouette,"
Cirrus said.
"That's an NR-2 gully jumper. Republic ship. Like the kind I used to fly. See it?"
Aaron did, but she did not understand its significance.
"Magnify, T7,
said Cirrus, and the droid complied. The ship came into clear view.
"No markings,"
Zirid said.
"But look at its nose, its trajectory. It's coming down, right at the temple."
"You sure?"
"It doesn't look damaged,"
Zirid said thoughtfully.
"Back out to normal magnification and play it, T7.